Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, February 9th, 2018. Today is International Winter Bike to Work Day. Once again, a prisoner has escaped from the Berlin prison system. According to the judiciary, the man's absence was discovered yesterday morning. The inmate fooled the guards by giving the impression that he was lying in his cell with a dummy made of clothes, toilet paper, and cloth pieces under his blanket. At present, the outside area is being searched and police are running a manhunt. After Christmas, four prisoners escaped from full incarceration of the Plötzensee prison, and five escaped from the more lenient open incarceration program in which prisoners are released during the day to work or have training. The escapees had put Justice Senator Dirk Behrendt of the Green Party in a bit of hot water, and now there is likely to be renewed criticism. Speaking on behalf of the opposition FDP faction, Marcel Lütte said the Senator of Justice was, quote, hopelessly overwhelmed with his area of responsibility, adding that Behrendt is not in a position to deploy staff in the prison system properly, again calling for a committee of inquiry into human resources in the police and judiciary. The CDU opposition had already rated the nine escapes after Christmas a, quote, unique scandal in legal history, and had demanded the resignation of the senator, which he rejected. Possible omissions and security gaps are now being investigated by external experts. The party announced on Thursday that it would give an opinion on the recent escape following statements made by Mr. Behrendt. 3 years after announcing the potential closing of the Islamist-oriented Al-Noor Mosque in Neukölln, the Senate has not yet been successful. In response to a question by SPD Member of Parliament Joschka Langenbrink on the state of affairs, the Senate administration only replied on Thursday that no information will be provided on the closing proceedings, as it is an undercover investigation. On the 23rd of March of 2015, the then-Senator for the Interior, Frank Henkel of the CDU, announced that it would be clear by the end of May of the same year whether the mosque would be closed. In the following years, the Senate administration repeatedly referred to difficulties and stressed that the prohibition of an association was limited by the guaranteed freedom of religion. The Al-Noor Mosque is regarded as a center for fundamentalist and violent Salafists. The Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution recently mentioned them in a report, along with three other mosques. The Islamic scene in Berlin includes around 950 Salafists. Of these, 420 are considered to be violence-oriented. Just under a year ago, the Senate closed the Fusilet Mosque, regarded as a meeting place for Islamists, including Anas Amri, who were prepared to use violence against the state. The Medienbord Berlin-Brandenburg wants to promote and fund the use of confidants in film productions so people can report assaults, harassment, and discrimination attempts. In the future, the costs for the trusted representatives who will be able to help with problems directly on the set can be indicated as manufacturing costs in funding applications. The funding goes beyond combating violence and harassment against women in the media industry. In addition, film-creating parents will be better supported. Therefore, production companies will also be able to claim child care costs on the set in the funding application, assisting parents balancing filming and child care. The initiative is the public film promotion company's reaction to the hashtag MeToo debate, which broke in October of 2017, when several people came out accusing Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein of sexual harassment on Twitter. In the following months, many more cases of sexual assault or discrimination became known. In Germany, several women accused the German film director Dieter Widell of sexual harassment and attempted rape. Almost 50,000 wrongly parked cars were towed in Berlin last year, about 1,000 more than the year before. In addition, there are a good 9,000 cases where a tow truck was called, but the driver returned to his or her car before it could be removed. Towing is particularly fast if the wrongly parked car hinders public transport. In addition to the police and public order authorities, the BVG can also initiate towing operations. In most cases, cars were removed because they were standing on a bus lane. The Interior Administration offices also noted that more cars were parking on bike lanes. 209 tickets were handed out in 2015, and last year the number rose to 888. The Berlin police will continue to have special citywide campaigns aimed at parking violators in order to increase awareness. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.